This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There are no worries, and you can always be happy when you have Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline joining us here. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, hour number three, as we replace Sabres Live and One Bills Live. Paul, how are we doing with that, and how are you doing as you're fresh from day one of locker cleanout for the Buffalo Sabres?
Yeah, it went pretty well, actually. You know, we got a lot of players in. This is, I think back, this is by far the earliest we've been done with day one of players. Since I've been doing this, we're almost always still going at 3 o'clock. They did a little different this year. Instead of us standing at their lockers, we actually stayed in a room and they brought the players to us, and that might have helped things go a little bit quicker and everything. So today, as people have been hearing, I think you've been playing some of these, if I'm not mistaken. It's been more of the veteran guys, and then tomorrow it'll be more of the younger guys. And then, of course, late in the afternoon, it'll be Adams and Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, close to around 4:30, the team announced that yesterday. That's where they're approximating at.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
When they're done, and they'll come.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
it. If they're done at 3:30, in they'll come. If they're done at 5:30, in they'll come. So it's just you don't know how long Adams is going to talk to a player. It might be 5 minutes. It might be an hour. Who knows what how long a conversation goes. So it's just it's just 2 days of who knows how long it's going to be or what's going to be, and you go with it is basically what it boils down to. You just go with it, and when it's over, it's over.
You mentioned it, Paul, of you know, how long it's going to go. It's going to go. Well, people will be able to hear you and Brian Koziel chiming in with me and Joe Kelly tomorrow, but a lot of these veteran guys, they talk today, and probably the one that spoke the loudest when it came to a quotable, I can't repeat it verbatim on air, but Jason Zucker saying that hope is a not great strategy. We'll use those words. But it did look like something of like he doesn't think that the stigma of the Buffalo Sabres is something that is seen as badly league-wide as originally in he had thought, and that he only heard of it being like this when he arrived here.
Yeah, he said it's really, he goes, you guys are kind of in a bubble here talking to us. He says, look at the situation. He goes, I love the guys in Arizona. He goes, it's much worse there than it is here, or was there. They're not there anymore. But he said, we were playing in a college rink. We couldn't even sell that out. He said, we basically had no rink and no fan base at all. And he goes, so trust me, he goes, what those guys, you talk about a bad situation. He goes, that I've been in both. And he goes, that situation is a lot worse than the situation here. And he said, I'm telling you from the aspect of, the only time I'd ever been to Buffalo was as a visiting player. And he goes, then you come here, then you see what it is. You see, you know, what 14 years is and how the fans are reacting to it and how the media are reacting to it and how it might weigh on the players. He said, but as far as Buffalo being a horrible destination or, you know, all the things that people perceive that it might be, he goes, it really isn't. He goes, it's not really talked about at all. And he goes, to me, it was all new once I got here and got in the middle of it.
Paul, another player who talked, it seems to be very, you know, proudly and happily, we haven't listened back to him, but I saw you tweet out Ryan McLeod saying that he does want to sign a contract that'll keep him here. He loves it here.
Yeah, no, he said he loves it here and he likes the guys here. And I always got that impression also, you know, just his interactions that you have in the locker room and even on the ice. And he improved quite a bit as a player here, you know, that Adams talked about when they traded for him. That was one of the things they felt they were going to get from him, that he only had scratched the surface, that he's a younger player who has been in the Stanley Cup Finals, but they felt there was an offensive upside to him, and we saw that. 20 goal scorer, got his 20th last night, and I like that trade a lot. And again, I have no idea what Savoy is going to turn into. None of us do. He could turn into a Hall of Famer. He could never play in the NHL again. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen. But McLeod was the type of guy Buffalo needed badly. They needed his speed. They needed a two-way player, you know, that they could slide in behind, at the time, Cousins and Thompson. Right now, I guess it's Kulik and Norris. Whatever two we're talking about. You know, the slide in, it can be that good two-way player that can help you offensively, but also defensively, go up against the best players, be a good penalty killer, win face-offs, which they didn't have anybody that could do that, and also elite speed. I mean, many feel he's the fastest player in the NHL. I don't. I think Connor McDavid is, but I think he's right there. I think Edmonton last year had the top two fastest skaters in the NHL. And you saw, you know, think of his goals, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them don't happen without speed. He wouldn't have gotten loose. Like, he's behind, maybe one step behind the defenseman, and by the time they get to the puck, he's one step ahead of him because he just turned the jets on. And that goal, that particular goal, and he had more than one of those, would not have been scored had he not had that speed. So it just goes to show you how that helps him. So, you know, he believes in what's here, and he definitely would like to stay longer.
Paul, when it comes to Rasmus Dahlin, it's his first year as a captain. He admitted that there were some things of it being new. He learned a lot about it. But how do you think he's handling it, being the face, the captain of this locker room, after you talked with him?
Well, he said he had to learn, and he did throughout the year. Even Tage Thompson is a leader. I asked Tage, what kind of leader are you? I said, we're not in that room. I said, are you a vocal leader? Are you a guy that, you know, it's more show me? And he goes, it's new to me too. But he said, I feel more comfortable being a vocal leader if I'm going well. He said, it's hard to be a vocal leader if you're turning the puck over and you haven't scored in five games and, you know, everything's going south on you. He goes, you know, that makes it a little more tough. Interestingly enough, he said he and Dahlin go at each other hard, and he said he loves it. He's so happy they do. They go after each other as much as anyone, and they hold each other to a high standard. He goes, that's what I want. And he goes, that's what he wants. And he said it works that they do that to each other because they have such respect for each other. And he said, Dahlin, this is Thompson talking. He goes, he only wants me to be the best player I can be. And if he comes at me hard, great. He goes, because that means I'm going to be a better player if I listen up and heed what he says. And he goes, I do the same to him. But he said it works for us, and we're coming from a space of we're doing it to help this team get better and help each other get better. And he said there's no animosity. It might get heated, but when they leave and go home, they still are friends. They still go out and do things together. They're very close friends, and he goes, that doesn't change. He goes, all we're trying to do is become better players and a better hockey team. And he goes, that's what we need. And he goes, if you can't handle a teammate coming up to you and giving you constructive criticism, he goes, then you need to get out of the locker room. He goes, you don't belong here. He goes, you have to be able to listen to what guys are saying and be able to say, yeah, he's right. You know, I need to be better here. I need to not do things like that. I'm doing this too much, and I have to figure out a way to do that. And he goes, because all they're doing is trying to help you be a better player so they have a better team. So I've always kind of felt he does have a pretty good grasp on being a leader. And, you know, he's never had a problem even in the media of holding himself accountable or holding his team accountable, you know, talking about areas where they need to be better.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline as day one of locker cleanout has been completed for the Sabres tomorrow. Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams will speak to the media along with some other players. Paul, we don't want to take up too much of your time. We know you're going to be on with Shipping the Bulldog at 5:30 today. So for me here, last question, broadly looking at the season, we know it's 14 straight years, no playoffs. But what were your big takeaways? I think for many of us, we can kind of get lost in thinking it's the same story over and over and over again. A lot of these seasons can sort of bleed together. But what did you see this year from this group?
Yeah, I did see improvement. Although I think when you look at the overall picture, there was regression. But in the last 6 weeks, for the most part, now they did go on a four-game losing streak, but they broke yesterday. And some of the same problems cropped up that had been cropping up all year until they started playing better. You know, blowing leads, you know, bad with the puck, you know, just the things that had been, you know, bad power play. And so that wasn't great to see. But, you know, I think there was progress in their game. I think if they haven't shown each other this, then they're pretty dumb. That when they play the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Play the right way, they win, and they have fun doing it. You know, all of a sudden you see guys that are like, and they have fun watching other guys excel. You know, like everybody's happy for McLeod, he gets his 20th goal. It seems like when things like that happen, they're happier for the other guy than they are when they do something themselves. And, you know, that's, I think, something that, you know, came throughout the year. It didn't start that way. And I've said a couple of times, you know, when you're playing the game the right way and you're scoring goals and you're winning and you're getting good goaltending, you're having fun. I mean, at the end of the day, I know this is a business. I get that. But at the end of the day, if you're not having fun playing a game, there's something wrong here. You probably shouldn't be playing that game. You should probably look to be doing something else. And for 14 years, there's been a lot of guys not having fun. So, all right, can they carry that over to the next till October? Well, the guys are hoping that. Of course they're hoping that. Lindy Ruff said he feels they can. It's tough because the guys we're talking to today are not going to be the guys, all the guys that we're talking to in October. It's different. So you have different guys. So it's hard to carry that over, what you did. But I think what you can carry over is the miserable, and I mean miserable, feeling that when January 1st rolls around, you no longer have any chance for the playoffs. You know mathematically you do, but you're also realists, and you know you have taken yourself out of it. So, and you've done that year after year after year, except for a couple of years ago when they only missed it by a point, and the COVID year, where had they played the Montreal Canadiens the day the season was canceled, if they would have waited one more day and the Sabres would have won that game in Montreal, they would have made the playoffs that year. All they had to do was win that game. So they could have broken it there, but instead Montreal made the playoffs because that game was never played. With the exception of that, it's just miserable walking in this place if you're a player. Because by the holidays, you're done. You're cooked. There have been times they're done by Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And so here you are for the next December, January, February, March. And it's just miserable in here. And then the fans are all over you and everything. And then you do that time and time again. So they've had that experience. Now remember the experience you had the last X amount of weeks. Let's call it six. Where you played the game the right way, you won a lot of hockey games, you beat a lot of teams that had things to play for and were good teams. You walked into Washington and put an 8 spot up on them. They had never given up more than 5. And Washington came roaring back on you and made it 6-5, but you found a way to cut it off and score the goal to make it 7-5. That's not the Buffalo Sabres we knew earlier in the year. They would have lost that game 10 out of 10 times. Absolutely. You know, so remember what that feeling was. That you can remember, even if it's in October, that, boy, it felt good when we were winning hockey games. And, boy, we finally won 5 games in a row for the first time in over 2 years. And, boy, it felt good to play the game the right way and be able to. And Lindy Ruff even said while it was going on that, he goes, I don't have to say much anymore. He goes, what I love about this is it's the players are policing it. And if they see a slippage in the play, or he goes, Darlene will speak up, or Thompson will speak up, or Tuck will speak up. He goes, and I don't have to say much. He goes, they do it for me. And he goes, that shows you've progressed as a team. They understand they're not playing the right way, and they correct it themselves. They don't need Lindy Ruff to be jumping on them correcting it all that often. Those are the things that you can remember the next year. And try to incorporate it in your game so you're not sitting there by Halloween going, we're going to have to go on a 5-game winning streak here just to make us relevant by Thanksgiving. You know, and you know, so that's, I think, what maybe they can carry over.
Paul, it will be interesting to continue to hear about this with you throughout the weekend. I will be talking with you tomorrow as day two carries on with the locker cleanup.
Yeah, you'll be here, and a long day, but I don't hate this day because it's long. I hate this day because we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yesterday and today, I just despise it. Now that they're not melting the ice yet, because they do a thing for season ticket holders called paint the ice, and they will be here pretty soon where you can paint anything you want on the ice. You know, it's your ice. And so they paint designs, they make pictures, and it's all over the ice. And a lot of teams do that. They have a lot of fun doing it because it's kind of weird because everybody comes and does it, and then the next day they melt the ice and it's gone. So
didn't even let it marinate.
Yeah, you're basically doing it to take the picture that you got to paint on the ice. So that's what's going to happen today. And then tomorrow when we're here, I think we will see the melting process, which I despise. I mean, I love hockey season, and I hate it when it ends. And I am thankful that I get to do hockey season with the Rochester Americans as far as the playoffs go. So I am thankful about that. I really enjoyed a couple of years ago when they went to the Eastern Conference Final. So that was always fun. So, you know, hopefully they go on a little bit of a run. So I'll be able to at least cover a playoff team there and see how some of the youngsters are working out. Because let's face it, during the season, I don't have time to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get to see how Hellenius is doing. And now I've seen Ostlund up here, so I have at least a little bit of an idea watching him. So it'll be nice to see there, see how Levi does in the playoffs and what he can do and how far he can take them as the goaltender. So, but I would rather be watching NHL playoffs, if we're all being honest.
Wouldn't we all, Paul? And hopefully one day we'll get back to that for you to be able to cover it.
Yeah, that your grandkids will be taking you to the first next playoff game? Is that how this is going to work?
It's the plan.
I'll tell them, I knew this guy, Paul. He covered the first Sabres playoff appearance.
And he's still going.
You are a trooper, Paul. Love being able to talk to you anytime that we can, and I'll be here for you tomorrow.
We will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. That's Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline as Sabres locker room cleanout is there. And I love Paul's very somber note about it, of like, he hates that it's happening because mm-hmm. it's here.
Yep.
It's the end of the season. You want to be able to keep going. You want to be able to cover the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I mean, the man, I love Paul with what he's able to do. And come on, give him a little extra time on there.
I need
more Paul Hamilton in my life.
It does just get painful. Like, because Paul's right. Like, most of the time, the Sabres are out of the playoffs. Realistically, not mathematically, but realistically.
By December.
Very early, and it becomes a slog to get through the rest of the season. And yeah, you could see where that would affect a locker room where for 4 months, it's like, yeah, we're showing up for work. This is great. Love it here. So happy. Thrilled. So it is nice to hear even after the season, guys like Zucker and McLeod are like the city, like the fan base, you know, love the team. And they are still a young team. We keep saying it. But you hope, because you've brought it up too, like, why couldn't it have been us with Montreal or Ottawa where you just get lucky?
Yeah, I'm salty.
Yeah, just get a little lucky. Goaltending and goal scoring, I don't know, magically come together. and in a year.
Get that last wild card by that one point.
Yeah.
Be Florida, not Buffalo.
Yeah.
And like, even the luck is not working. You figured out your scoring again. At what cost? Oh, you know, just your entire defensive goaltending mm-hmm. structure and... Oh, by the way, your special teams are still bad.
2 years now.
You're doing it through 5-on-5.
2 years now, their special teams are really harmful.
And it is getting – so there are going to be real changes needed to be made. And I do hope that that starts to get addressed. I would love for some new assistants in the building. Like, if you're grooming Appert to be the next guy, just get him off the power play. If you are – I am sick of the lack of defensive development. I need Walford gone.
Mm-hmm.
If Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen had such a bad year here and Levi was unplayable this year, I need the goaltending coach gone.
Mm-hmm.
Bales, out. There need to be changes if you wish to improve throughout the assistant staff. You cannot just go ahead and say, we got rid of two guys and that's it. Because last year it was, we got rid of Granato and his primary assistant. And you elevated Appert to fill one of those.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Spots and you brought in Ruff for the other. The lack of development defensively and how slow of a burn it's becoming is really starting to bother me. Because now I've got people, you hear it. If you talk hockey with somebody, there is a decent chance someone's going to say Owen Power bad.
Yeah.
And Owen Power needs to be better in his own zone. But I would like to see that development happen. I would like to see the development actually develop. I would like for there to be something. Matias Samuelson, the minute he's not with Dahlin, bad. Not a good player. Bowen Byram is a question mark without Rasmus Dahlin. Analytically, sharp decline without him.
Nightmare.
That tells me that the defense and how they're developing through that coaching staff with the defensive coach, it's not good enough. Mm-hmm. I need someone new in there, someone better.
803-0550 is the number to call. And I do want to remind you before we forget, Paul Hamilton's reports on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We're going to take a timeout here. We are going to get you one player that we actually did not talk about at all with Paul there. Jordan Greenway also spoke with media today. That'll be a little bit later on in this hour. But we'll talk draft, Talk hockey, of course, as well, as we get you ready for, or as we get our march towards 3 o'clock, where Shubin the Bulldog will take over here on this Friday, Good Friday, before Easter. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer filling in for Sabres Live and One Bills Live. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on, I guess we're calling it an extended extra point show. Filling in for Sabres Live and One Bills Live today on a Good Friday, heading into the Easter weekend. Going to the Broadway Market tomorrow. I have been informed by you two that it's probably a disastrous decision. I already was prepared for that.
I'm ready.
I think I found the worst mock draft of all time now.
Yes! There we go. Are we taking a quarterback at 30?
No. So I don't see which ones are ours, but 92-3 The Fan in Cleveland.
Okay.
They did their mock draft.
Jackson Dart at 2. Let's go.
Abdul Carter at 2. Cam Ward at 3. Travis Hunter goes 1.
I mean, that's just wishful thinking.
I have the right person on the board for this.
That's just wishful thinking.
No. Here's where things get obscene. Mason Graham falls to 11.
Okay. Who's picking 11? Is that Chicago?
Miami. And it's a trade. San Fran trades up to get him, which it would be peak Dolphins to get to not take defensive talent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's some pretty good ones here of this fascination. The reason I mentioned Joe Kelly just now is he's a big Will Howard fan.
Yes.
92-3 Cleveland has Will Howard going to Minnesota at 24.
I am almost curious in the Minnesota thing.
Sure, let's take two quarterbacks in the first round back-to-back years.
Arizona did it. Not Will Howard specifically, but it's the fact that they've yet to be committal on J.J. McCarthy.
Listen, I was saying last Saturday, I think Will Howard might be QB3 in the draft. So, you know, I'm,
I love that.
Oh, ready? Here comes the other crackpot theory here. Jackson Dart, 15, to Atlanta.
Wait, now what are we doing? Now what are we doing?
Yeah.
You have Pettix.
I told you this is the worst mock draft of all time.
Well, you buried the lead. The lead was Atlanta did it again.
Atlanta does it again. Chicago takes Shedeur Sanders. Do these guys, are they paying attention? The more I'm looking at it, the more I'm finding wrong.
There we go. You said Chicago takes Shedeur Sanders.
Yes.
There we go. I love it.
Like, there are things that they get right. Will Campbell going to New England, for example. The Bills getting Kenneth Grant. Detroit takes Luther Burden.
That's how you get somebody. You're like, we're gonna mix in some correct picks. They make sense, and then boom.
And getting tight end Tyler Warren. Like, there's some good picks in here, and then there are some that do not exist on this plane of existence. Properly, Shedeur to Chicago, Jackson Dart to Atlanta. Like, are we doing last year's needs for this year's draft?
That might be a fun exercise.
Who do they have Cleveland?
Might be a fun exercise.
And the fact that they have Cleveland taking Abdul Carter, like, yeah, that's probably pretty realistic too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, no. Like, I'm glad that Buffalo's pick is fine.
Who do they have Buffalo taking?
Kenny G.
Yes. Kenneth Gray, baby.
But, yeah, no. Will Howard being a first rounder, laughable. Jackson Dart going to Atlanta, just as laughable. Shedeur to Chicago, what?
I really now want to kind of do the exercise of we're going to take everyone's last year's needs
Mason
and
Graham,
put them in this year's draft.
Mason Graham falling to 11. Like, the more I'm looking at this draft, it is now upsetting me more.
Mason Graham, actually, funny enough, I have seen a few where it happens to turn out he just does end up falling there.
There's no way he falls to 11, though.
11's a little aggressive. I think
especially because Chicago, the pick before, decides, hey, we're going to take another quarterback.
The latest I've seen him is probably 10 to Chicago, but I guess that's not out of a total realm of possibility.
92-3, our friends, our fellow Odyssey friends, go home, turn off the mock draft, come back and do it again, but better.
Nope, run it again. Keep the same formula, run it again.
Like last year's draft.
I want to see it again.
Unplug the router, like just
plug
do everything.
It back in.
Yes.
Give the full IT tech support to 92-3. Our sister station up in Cleveland, fix it.
Nope, run it again.
Fix it. Last year's draft happened. Chicago and Atlanta and Minnesota all took quarterbacks. That's not a need.
Come back and do it better.
So good.
You're grounded until then, okay?
That's so good.
Appreciate it.
They didn't have Washington taking a quarterback. Which is frustrating. Because if you're gonna do the bit, stick to the bit the whole way. Everyone's getting a new quarterback. We're doing this again.
Yeah, come on, do it right then.
Do it right.
If you're gonna submit to the bit here of last year's draft didn't happen, then do it all the way through.
Lean into it.
Follow through. Yeah, no, like the
run it again until
I closed out of it because I do not want more of my life to be miserable.
You're not finding the fun in this. You got to find the fun. They got to lean into the bit.
Look,
run it again until the Bills pick a quarterback at 30.
As someone that has a bit for mock drafts, that's bad.
I'm not saying it's not bad.
It is the worst mock draft I've ever seen.
I'm just laughing at it way more.
It is the worst mock draft I've ever seen. There are guys that shouldn't be going in the first round that are going early.
I do want Travis Hunter to go one, though. Just for the absolute
it's the best player
panic
available.
That'll happen. He is the best player available. He's likely
but also
the best prospect.
Number three, it pops off.
But that's the thing. I want the chaos afterwards of Tennessee didn't take a quarterback. Wait, what's wrong with Cam Ward? And everyone's scrambling. I want that.
Or then that's Cleveland having the ultimate opportunity to trade down because like some of these teams that want to get over New York, you have 10 minutes. Go get him.
See, I think that's where Cleveland panics and they're like, do we take Cam? Do we take Ward? Yeah, I mean, we should, right? Yeah, we should do
that. But then the phones are blowing up because every team that wants one is now going to gun for it because they need to get past the Giants.
See, I don't even think the Giants are – I think it immediately Ward probably goes to Cleveland. And they don't panic. They just go, oh, while he's here, we're going to take him. I think the Giants are sitting there going, we don't win in any of these scenarios. We don't get Hunter. We might get Abdul Carter. We don't get Ward.
Or they're the team that trades with Cleveland to say, no, we're taking Ward.
Oh, the desperation, the panic.
Yes, like the Mitch Trubisky trade. Where Chicago trades one spot up.
What a trade that was.
So that's a real scenario as well.
On that real quick, people were trying to compare Drake May to Mitch Trubisky last year because they went to North Carolina. I've never been more frustrated.
That's
by
people
a
scouting the helmet. Don't
oh,
scout the helmet.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, guys, they're not even the same person. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, no, you never scout the helmet. You scout the player.
It's a nice uniform. I get it. Like, I can understand. It catches your eye, but come on.
It doesn't mean that players are going to play the same that way based on the position of it. Are there schools that have a good trend of developing certain positions? Yes.
But Ohio State, LSU with wide receiver, yeah.
And LSU with corners as well.
That's right, yep.
But that doesn't mean it's a guarantee. And not to mention, it doesn't mean that they all should be what their predecessor was.
Mm-hmm.
When I mentioned, like, I've got a round four target at corner with Ty Alexander from LSU, it's also a round four pick.
Yeah.
And it's more about the player, less about the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
It was Bruce Nolan. He sold me on him.
Well.
Bruce did it. Thanks,
he's
Bruce.
He's good.
Appreciate you. It just... you can't ever just scout the helmet. That's lazy. It's uninformed. Be better. Don't do the mock draft that Cleveland did just now with 92-3. Be better.
There are some schools, though, I don't love the idea of taking a certain position from them. Like quarterback from Michigan, I had to really like J.J. McCarthy.
I don't like having
to... It took me a while to get there.
I don't like having to tout when an Indiana prospect is good.
Yeah, because it feels wrong.
It feels wrong.
Yeah.
But C.J. West is absolutely a D-tackle they need to target.
Right. But yeah.
That's the most guilty I will ever get.
Indiana. They made the college football playoff. They played in Notre Dame. You're like, I still can't get there.
I don't like to do it, but I have to admit it. Like, that's where it's just like. But the college team I root for won one game last year.
Yeah, well, mine didn't.
They won more than that.
They also lost the SEC championship game and had to scrape by to beat Arizona State. But here we are. We're having a good time.
Hey, the team I cheered for also didn't win the SEC championship.
That's right. They didn't. That
we
is
have
right.
something in
we
common.
We have something in common. I do love bad mock drafts, though. There are some mock drafts
there
I
are
do
some
love
where, like,
just going through this. Like, this is the best.
Come on.
This is the best.
You can't do that. Under
I'm
the same company. As someone under the same company umbrella, no, we got to do better than that. Come on.
But if you do it like a certain way, like I know Chris Trapasso did one where he's like, this is strictly what I would do. It may not fit the value like you're seeing.
I don't know the context. I just know that I saw the worst mock draft I've ever seen.
See, we've been bringing this up a lot this week. Context matters. Maybe they're like, no.
You think Tuesday we should just do one? Like, we make every pick?
I'd be cool with that. Hunter's going one, but, you know, I'd be cool with that.
All right, well, I mean,
well, hey. Maybe not. No, I need a weekend to think on this.
Yeah, we need a weekend to think on this because then next Tuesday we're on for Extra Point. I feel like it's a good time to do that.
Yep. Going to take a quick timeout here. It is locker cleanout day for the Sabres, and coming up after a quick timeout, we'll hear from Sabres forward Jordan Greenway. He spoke with the media along with plenty of other players. If you want to listen back to any of those interviews, you can find them on our website, WGR550.com, or on the Odyssey app. But after a quick timeout, Jordan Greenway, you're listening to WGR.